the one side effect we do see with acalabrutinib that we don't see with ibrutinib is these headaches, which are a feature of getting these patients on. And in some of these patients, it can be quite severe. But again, it's a case of reassuring a patient that whatever the mechanism is, they seem to settle down over time. So if people can kind of manage the headaches during that first, usually 6 to 8 week period, but usually that's kind of the outer end, those headaches will eventually decrease.
And that happened with this man. What did he actually describe to you?
Yeah, he said, I've just got this feeling of fuzziness in my head the whole time. And at times, it, you know, my head's just pounding. So a kind of stress headache is the kind of what people kind of describe. Not a migraine, but kind of bilateral stress type headache that just won't quite go away.
And now that went away? Eventually?
Yeah, that settled down. And again, it's a little bit about hand-holding and reassuring somebody, saying like, you know, I promise you this will go away. Just keep persevering. Keep taking the analgesia with the drug meantime. And for him, I think in about 4 weeks, he was just, the headaches had just disappeared.
And his disease responded?
His disease responded very well. And he remains on therapy. And he remains on therapy because, of course, the clinical trial is continuous. So he remains on therapy.
How long has he been on treatment now?
He's been on treatment now for coming up to 4 years, I think.
Now. Wow, four years. Yeah. Wow, interesting. Going back, though, to that decision, this man really seemed like he had a serious problem, but others maybe not quite as serious, or maybe they're anticoagulated.